Yeah, we can review the quality. We're recording at 1080p for the first time, but we're streaming at 720p because a lot of folks can't quite handle that,
right,
that bandwidth. So anyway.
Yeah. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And together we are the Voiceover Body Shop, or V-O-B-S. For sure.
So are we going to say the Voiceover Body Shop or just Voiceover Body Shop?
All right. Everybody vote on that one.
Larry.
Voiceover body shop.
Larry's in the audience. He was helping us rig up stuff tonight.
All right.
So. Try it again.
All right. Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And together we are the Voiceover. I said the anyway.
Take three.
Hi, I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And together we are
Voiceover Body Shop.
Or V-O.
B-S.
That makes sense like that. See, that works.
That's kind of cool.
I like that. All right.
We just figured that out.
Well, welcome to our Shakedown Cruise here on V-O-B-S.
I promise I'll stop fidgeting eventually. No,
it's the couple in the room behind you.
That's what's going on.
Knock it off over there.
Yeah, really. Anyway, this is our new set. This is totally really cool.
This is really cool. Seeing it on your monitor over there across the room, it looks so good. It's kind of freaking me out.
We worked hard at this.
We did.
So anyway, I'm no longer in Buffalo, and you know, if you're watching in Buffalo, Buffalo is just a memory. But we trekked across the fruited plain, I guess is the best way to put it, and saw how vast and beautiful this great country is. If you're watching in another country, I'm talking about the United States. But we took the northern route. We went through the house closed and we swept it out, got everything out.
Yeah.
And the moving van left. And at 9 o'clock at night, Marcy and I said, "We're out of here." And we went
9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock at night. Yeah. I mean, it had been a long day.
And you just wanted to get the heck out of the
house. It wasn't our house anymore.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so we're like, let's go. Let's just, you know, break it and let's go. And we drove from Buffalo to Erie. If any of you know how far that is, it's not all that far at all. But about 90.
How far is it?
It's about 90 miles. Exactly. Took us about an hour and a half. Found that Red Roof Inns will accept dogs.
Really?
Yeah. So we picked up the dogs. We drove to Erie. Our younger son, Jacob, was already here in California because he's staying with his Nana, with his bird. And he was there for almost 2.5 weeks, actually. And we started to drive. We made it to Erie. From Erie, we went to past Chicago to Ottawa, Illinois. But between there, we ran into Anthony Gettig. We didn't actually run into him. I called him and I said, "Hey, well, can you meet us somewhere like south of Michigan?" And we met in a town along Interstate 90 and found a restaurant that was friendly for Fido's. And we had great lunch with Anthony. Anthony, if you're watching, it was a great time. He got a Mugman mug out of the deal. So it was well worth it. Went to Ottawa, Illinois, which was the site of the first Lincoln Douglas debates, which was a lot of very interesting. It's a beautiful little town.
Mm-hmm.
And walked around there for a while. And then we stayed there just outside of Ottawa. We went to we crossed Illinois into Indiana to Iowa, and we found a great dog park in Cedar Rapids,
mm-hmm.
one of them cedar places in Iowa. But we made it to Rapid City, South Dakota, and was that Rapid City? No. Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
It all started to blend together after a couple of days. Got to Sioux Falls, saw an amazing thunderstorm. Maybe some of you saw that. I posted that one on Facebook. Sioux Falls, Peter O'Connell says it's a great town. It was okay. we went to
– No offense to anybody.
No offense to anybody in Sioux Falls. Yeah. Then we made it to Rapid City, South Dakota, where Mount Rushmore is. And Mount Rushmore, the national park does not let Fido's in there.
I thought that was Black Rock City.
No. it's
Keys. Oh, wait. Black Rock City is Burning Man.
Burning Man. Never mind. Yes. Yeah, Burning Man's
very
this
different.
Way. Yeah. And then we went we couldn't get into Mount Rushmore with the dogs, and we weren't going to just leave them in the hotel.
What do you mean get into Mount Rushmore?
You can't get into
it's
the
just, it's a rock.
I know.
You
well,
just look at the rock.
Well, you can see it from the road up at Keystone, South Dakota. But and so we took a picture of you know, of Tinky just in the front of the car looking at it, saying they wouldn't let her in. And then we went to the Crazy Horse Monument, which was a lot more interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And then we made it from there. We went to Deadwood, South Dakota, which was really cool. And then crossed the Great Plains into South Dakota. Across South Dakota to Wyoming, and wait a second, we were in South Dakota, then into Wyoming, saw Devil's Tower, which was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. I should have had a photo shoot, you know, a photo montage to show you all this, but people saw all this
with
on Facebook.
Music.
With music, yeah. Devil's Tower was really cool. Then we got to Buffalo, Wyoming, which was having some sort of street festival that night. That was really cool. And the people there were really friendly because they actually wanted to, you know, they came up and said, oh, what cute dogs. I have dogs like that. And people were just like totally, totally friendly. Then we went to Bozeman, Montana, which was gorgeous. And I'm sure a lot of you saw the footage of the buffalo herd or the bison herd that Ted Turner owns, which right. I titled Bison to the Horizon. And then we stayed in Bozeman for a couple of days, then drove down to Salt Lake City. And I heard who's the gal that's on in Salt Lake City? It'll come to me. It was just her birthday the other day. Anyway, I heard that. I know who that is. She was on the NPR station there. Someone tell me who that was in the chat room, and we'll figure that one out. And then Salt Lake City, we stayed there overnight, and then we drove down to Vegas, where I ran into our good friends Dave Courvoisier and Dustin Ebaugh.
Oh, you saw both of them.
I had dinner with them, and
did you talk Wovo?
We did.
Oh, you did.
We
talked
did.
Bonus.
Well, yeah, we talked. I talked about the trip mostly, you know. And then we made it the next day. We drove into Southern California.
Fantastic.
And listened to KNX, I think it is, or whatever the new station is. That was like the first voice we heard. We'd come out of off of 15 and on to 210.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I'm hearing, here's the traffic, and oh, and there's this. This is slow on the 210. It's really bad on the 10. If you're on the 405, there's a little slowdown. Right. I'm like, ah, we're here. We made it to California. But it's set, you know, you get off in Rancho Cucamonga.
Right.
And you start rolling down the 210 to get onto to 134, and then to 134 to 101.
Rancho Cucamonga is my favorite California town name.
It is, but what kind of a town
Rancho
is it?
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah,
I mean, but it's just a nice bedroom community. You know, it's about an hour outside the city. But
yeah, I mean,
it's called Rancho Cucamonga.
You're right, man.
Maybe it's because of Frank Zappa had an album called Cucamonga or something like
That's true. And we just drove all the way to Van Nuys Boulevard on the 101, got off and got here to our new house and found it not looking like the opening scene from Grapes of Wrath, but looking green and beautiful with lemons on the tree and huge grapefruits in our grapefruit tree in the mm-hmm. backyard. And everything had been very well kept. And
nice.
It took us about a week to unpack. And now we're here in our brand new studio, which, by the way, looks dynamite. And
it's cool. There's enough room out here that we really could have
four or five people,
a couple of people in here comfortably. Yeah.
And we can run workshops in here. And
yeah.
Here we are.
Here we are. We made it.
And I'm no longer moving here. I'm here. We're settled here. And I'm surrounded by my friends. And that's what I like the most. And that's one of the reasons I came.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So this is the voice of. Sorry, Voice Over Body Shop. You think we would have come up with this probably beforehand.
It's just the way we do things.
That's true.
We've got a lot of other priorities.
That's true. Well,
like get this working.
Right? Actually working. But now all this stuff is at my place, and now we have this great studio where guests can come, and we can talk to them here as opposed to having to use, you know, Zoom or something like that all the time. It'll be a lot more fun. And
this location is fantastic for being able to bring people in from the area.
Yeah.
I mean, you're living in this, basically in the studio zone.
Absolutely.
Now. I mean, this is just, there's so much that's close to here.
Yeah. People live in Studio City and Valley Village and here in Sherman Oaks and Encino. And I don't know how many of them live in Van Nuys. But a lot of people seem to live in Van Nuys, though. I mean, it's interesting.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break here and see if it actually can make a break. And we'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. So don't go away.
Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that? That is BS about VO. And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby. Man, there's one show that I can't miss. It's called VOBS. And a lot of people are like, VOBS? What is that? That is BS about VO. And I love VO. How much BS is going to be in this show? There's only one way to find out, baby. Man.
You're listening to VOBS. You're listening to VOBS. You're listening to VOBS. You're listening to VOBS.
VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, on VOBS.us. US. VoiceOver Body Shop.
Yeah, get rid of that. Got to get the new logo in.
Yeah, we do have a new logo.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop, or we just call it VOBS.
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Okay, we'll call it the VoiceOver Body Shop.
Yeah.
And so if anybody has any questions for us in the chat room, we'll be happy to answer them. But we can talk a little bit about how we're set up in here.
Yeah, well, yeah, the hard part for us was figuring out
where we were going to put it.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had to figure out where we're going to put it. And one thing that was important to me, and it's because it's important to Dan too, is this stuff going to take up half of his studio or take up all the space in this room? So when I saw that there was this drum booth, we're actually sitting in a drum booth.
It is no longer a drum booth.
No, it is now our little studio. But we are sitting inside a drum booth, and it just made sense because we can tuck everything back in here, all the equipment, the whole desk, everything can squeeze back in this little cubby. But there's still enough room for Dan to do his day-to-day voiceover work in the other side of the booth. That's how big it is.
Yes, because as you see here, I have my screen.
Here, I can...
Yeah, you can get that shot of me here. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Ah, knocking over the microphone.
Ah, there goes the light. it makes no difference, though. But I have my screen is here, and I can share whatever is on my other screen and my Mac Mini on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And so I'll be able to do my normal stuff here. But I can also use it for, you know, checking out the chat room and stuff like that. So it's really cool. Of course, I can see the chat room over on your monitor, too.
Right. So when Dan looks over at me, he's seeing the chat room over my shoulder. When I look at Dan, I'm seeing his show notes and chat room over his shoulder.
I suppose I could move the chat over here and move the show notes there.
There you go.
And then now you can read that.
It just depends on what we feel is more important to look at the moment.
Right. That's right.
We should probably spend more time looking at our notes than probably the chat room.
Well, that's true. But we want to recognize everybody that's here watching the show tonight. Like, let's see. Dan Leonard, I think he's here. Amy Sorenzi, Amy Fisher, Andy Barnett, Ann Richardson. By the way, Ann, Larry Hudson and I just hung the mezuzah and said the right prayer for it. It's gorgeous, and it's now adorning the door of our studio. Let's see here. Brit Tech's voice, Carol Spencer Morgan, all the way from Australia. Good day to you. Dan Wallace up there in Oregon. Dave Smith, Diane Costello Merritt. We miss you, Diane. Come visit us. Don Griffith, Elaine, Fernando Goodness, Jay Sawyer. Jay, how you doing? Lee Penny, who we were hoping would be here tonight, but he'll be joining us one of these nights. Mike Martin, Nathan Cundiff, Pat Sweeney. I miss you, Pat. even though we don't see each other all that much. Samuel Fleming, Scott Chambers, Stephanie Cicerelli is watching tonight. Steve Gonzalez, Trey, you're out there. Trumpet guy, you know him.
That's my dad.
That's your dad. And Doug Turkell. We know you're out there. So at least those are the guys in the chat room. There are probably a lot more people actually watching the show and actually seeing how good this actually looks and sounds.
Yeah. I mean, microphones are always interesting when you're working in this close a proximity to somebody else.
Right.
And in this case, one microphone really does make the most sense.
It does.
Because when I turn up your other microphone,
yeah,
what it sounds okay if you turn over there.
Right.
But what happens is you get you get phase cancellation. You kind of get this weird...
Can't you like reverse the phase on here?
No. I don't have a phase reverse knob, but...
Oh.
So it really does sound much better with just one microphone.
In that case...
We'll swing that one out of the way.
Just swing that one out of the way where it belongs.
Yeah. And we'll experiment. Sometimes we'll use a 416 sometimes. Maybe we'll put the TLM-103
maybe
up.
We'll try lav mics.
We'll try
it. It'll look like a TV
mics.
Show.
Yeah. Lav mics could be fun.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going to do guests, because then you can just be mic'd up and move over there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of money left. We're trying to figure out what is the most appropriate thing to spend it on. Is it lavalier mics? Is it more cameras? We can run one more camera. Yeah. Plus more webcam. We can have more USB cameras, too.
That's true. So maybe I should grab my USB camera. We can give people a tour of this mess, you know, eventually.
Should we do that? Maybe after the break.
After the break, yeah, we can do that. So anybody has any questions for us? Let's see here.
I saw something from Jay Sawyer. He said, what did Jay say? Scrolling up, scrolling. Keep that mousey scrolling. Question, how long did it take to get the studio
to this point.
This point, yeah.
Well, let's see. We started last Friday. We just worked all Friday night for about 4 or 5 hours. Did a tremendous amount in that period of time.
Got a lot done, yeah.
I mean, we made a lot of decisions about stuff.
I think that was one of the best things. I think we made decisions together
right.
Very effectively.
Yeah. You know, we decided this booth would be far superior for what we were doing. And you know, it sounds good in here, and it made sense to make this the main vocal booth. And so we did that,
mm-hmm.
And we started bringing the equipment in.
Yeah, we got the equipment in. We didn't have the cameras rigged up, but we got the equipment in the first night. We got the acoustics hung the first night.
Right.
You know,
found this desk.
Yeah, just found this desk that just happened to be somewhere else in the house.
Right. I'm like, I got the perfect desk for this, and it works just fine. Yeah. And then we just sort of talked a little bit last week, and then you came in yesterday.
When was it, yesterday?
No, it was Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Time does no longer exist for me.
Came back Friday, then we got the cameras all rigged up for real.
Yeah.
We had these two cameras on each side on tripods until today. I got these cool wall mounts for the cameras that let them stay put so we don't have to take them down every time. It's really cool. I'm really, really happy with how it turned out all in all.
Yeah, yeah. It's as we dreamed it would be.
I think so.
Plus, we have all the room in here for all the stuff that was my old studio.
Yeah.
You know, the broadcast museum is going to be even more magnificent. It's air conditioned in here, not right at the moment, but
yeah, that's another experiment. Can we handle having no air conditioning on for an hour and a half?
Right.
Maybe it's just the two of us, but
yeah, with an audience, yeah. Well, they'll muffle the sound.
I think what we got to do is we got to get rid of the rest of those halogen heat lamps.
Maybe that's what we'll do.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 halogens that are still plugged in.
Right. Everything else is LEDs.
Those will help. Yeah.
Right.
Get rid of those.
Yeah. So that was really all it. So we worked about. Let's see, you got here Friday afternoon, and we worked late, as I recall. So we probably put about 12 hours into really setting all of this up. Mm-hmm.
Plus a few hours today.
And a few hours today. So, yeah, 12, 13, 14 hours, and it's a TV studio. I mean, and this is a fully functioning TV studio. I mean, there's no question about it that we're able to really do whatever you can do in any TV studio. So the next question becomes, what are we going to do with this studio? And this is going to be a multimedia studio. There's things that we can produce out of here. Like I said, we can do workshops here. All the editing we need to do, we have various facilities for doing that. And
yeah, the space is large enough that you could do ensemble reads. It's quiet enough, too.
Almost big enough to do small ADR work and stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, so. The folks that previously owned and built this garage studio space did a pretty good job.
They did.
I'm a pretty tough critic, and I think overall I'm impressed with the fit and finish of it all, you know?
Yeah, it does work, and it's serving, you know, my purposes, it's serving our purposes, and that's the most important
thing. I just noticed that the door outside isn't even fully closed.
Well, it's two doors.
Yeah, well, you can see the latch is open on that one.
Yeah.
So that's letting some heat out or
heat in or whatever. I mean, it is Southern California. I mean, come on now.
But it's not too bad.
Bam. So did we have any other questions here?
Any delay measurements yet from Mike Martin? No, we haven't shot the room yet, Mike, and done all that stuff. Here, listen.
Wow.
You happy? There's a little bit of bounce out there,
but back
in here is totally dead.
I mean, you have to see how this is all arranged, but now that this is all set up and I see how much room we have here, this is going to be great. Plus, there's a huge curtain of studio suit that's over here. We'll do a full tour next week when we get another camera, or if we can set up another camera after this break. And I doubt we'll go too late tonight because we have to eat and those sorts of things.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on in here. 416. Yeah, it is a 416, Amy. Dan already had one, and that's sort of like my go-to broadcast mic. Just throw it up and go, and it's doing nicely tonight.
Yep.
It only sounds, you know, when I turn my head,
you're gone.
90 degrees,
right.
You can hear me, but I definitely am off mic.
Right.
That's where it's tough.
Yeah, well, maybe we need another 416.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. Anyway, but what's cool here is we'll go around the cameras here, and you can see. Are we on my shot here?
So there's Dan's shot.
That's my shot. Wait, suddenly there was a knock at the door.
It is him.
It's John Taylor.
Hello. How's it going?
Here, sneak in here, John.
I brought some noise cancellation.
There we go.
Noise cancellation. See?
Noise cancellation.
Here.
Oh, thank you.
It's a bowl.
Lord did make the little
fruit.
Green apples, and it doesn't rain in Indianapolis. By the way, it does.
A declicking device.
Absolutely.
How you doing, John?
I'm good. How you doing,
good
George?
Good to see you, man.
John,
to
nice
you.
To see you again. How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Thank you.
What's
for the
apples. Dinner?
So is this studio feel smaller than the old one or than my old one?
Well,
it's different. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, it's different.
We just wanted to be tucked away and out of the way.
Well, so we're certainly tucked away, aren't we?
Yeah, it's very cozy.
Yes.
Hey, Larry, cable. Larry the cable guy.
you are not Larry the cable.
Larry the camera guy.
Yeah.
Just slowly pivot that camera so we see more of John. There we go.
There we go.
That's not necessarily a benefit.
Oh, well, okay.
There we go. Look.
Yeah.
Are we all there?
Larry, Matt.
Yeah.
Not my good side.
Okay.
Manny, Mo, and Jack. Just tilt it back. Don't look at that monitor, Larry.
Oh, okay.
It's way off. Turn it back slightly. Split the difference from where you started.
Right about there?
A little bit more. There you go. That's good. It's tough, right? These cameras have no viewfinders.
Oh,
so it
right.
makes it very challenging to set them up. It's challenging to get the all the settings right and get them focused because without viewfinders, you have to rely on what you see on these little screens.
Well, what you need to do is have some inflatable crash dummies or something that you can set here and then just sort of set it up there.
We've actually been using Larry as a... Larry.
That's
Speaking
me.
Of crash dummies, we've used Larry today as
can
a...
Can you grab those, Larry? And
actually...
Actually, those would probably be good during the next break.
Put them in the green room.
Yeah.
I ate pizza right before this.
So what have you been up to?
Oh, just working.
Yeah.
Doing my thing. Working.
Yeah. See, now I have to get used to being here at 6 o'clock. Doing this at 6.
It's an adjustment.
Yeah. So, and you've got to be up real early.
Very early.
Because you do your show in Cape Cod.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 2:15 is when the alarm goes off.
That's brutal.
Really?
But it's fun.
Yeah.
I have a good time.
Yeah.
Look, John, that's actually what it looks like. Doesn't it look nice? Look at the color and everything.
Which camera am I looking into?
This one here.
This is what everybody sees right now.
Camera four there.
But this is delayed, right? This is live.
Oh, ow. Careful. Carefully, the monitor is there.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is now. Right
now,
here.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
up
now.
On this screen.
Right.
And this is the actual feed. So that's what the actual show looks like. Doesn't that look pretty good?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. How's it sound?
It sounds pretty. I mean, we're camping out around this one 416.
And
it's doing a nice job.
S'more.
Maybe the TLM one actually might be better because it's a wider pickup pattern.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we just do that? Push it.
Could be like the old days of radio.
Why
don't we make John's guest mic?
Okay.
Let's see if that works a little bit.
Could you spin it around?
I'll spin it around, put it up there like that. Only let the engineers do this.
Oh, my God. Man, I hope you guys have insurance.
Whoa.
I knew I forgot something.
Thanks to Joe Cipriano, we do, by the way.
Oh, really?
Good. Yes.
Joe's opened up an insurance company?
No, no. He recommended somebody to
Signs are tough.
Yeah.
Joe does it all.
He does.
He's your one-stop shop.
That's right.
For voiceover insurance. And
yeah, we found it was hard to insure a voiceover studio in a house, seeing as this is, I'll just put my foot on the stand. And, yeah, what?
Why is it so tipsy?
Yeah, because it's top heavy.
Yeah.
Even with the Atlas, heavy base on this thing.
We need some sandbags.
That's it.
We do need a sandbag.
Larry, would you just like lie on this for a little?
Don't. Poor Larry over there.
Hollywood it, will you?
Yeah, right.
Actually, I lost my camera now. What, it's pointing off at the monitors.
Oh, that's what hit him.
So
I can adjust this.
Jeez. There we go.
There we go. Is that better?
Yeah, it's good.
See, now we're all camera people.
I need a clean one shot when I want to look at the camera and address my camera.
Right, exactly.
I want to do that Jon Stewart thing, when he's like.
Oh, when you turn?
Oh, yeah. Let me turn to this camera. Let me turn to camera two.
Okay.
It's more fun.
By the way, and you can do it with my camera.
And Dan's camera.
Do I have a camera I can turn to?
That one.
That one?
Actually, right now, John, what can we do to make you more comfortable, John?
Drugs? What do you got?
You're literally holding up your mic stand. You shouldn't have to
do that. Well, I didn't come here for comfort.
What can we do?
This is Dan's house.
Yeah.
So when we have a single guest on, we can probably squeeze them into the corner over here. Yeah.
Although we're going to experiment over
there. Maybe the idea is to have actually...
You don't want to have a person of size, though.
No. Right.
Well, maybe...
Vertical size.
Tell you what, why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Do a commercial.
All right.
And then we'll set up quickly for a guest interview over here. And we'll
see how that works. That sounds good.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Don't go away.
VoiceOver Body Shop Mondays, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on VOBS.us.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Arnold.
VoiceOver Body Shop Mondays, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on VOBS.us. VoiceOver Body Shop Monday. It's 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple.
Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his health.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP,
You name it, Georgia set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
Annie did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George, and I cherish him.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
I thought those were LEDs.
And we're back.
Those are the three. Those are halogens.
How's that? Is that better?
Okay. Okay.
How about those over there that are facing his
microphones? The ones that are facing his microphones, if you put your asbestos gloves on and point them at those guys.
Watch it. Easy. Be careful. Don't die.
That would light the back of your head.
Right,
that
that's true. Right.
But you need the back of our heads lit.
Larry is grabbing a light with a piece of foam, turning it around. Look at that.
Don't we look lifelike?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
We're eventually going to switch them all out with LED.
Right. That doesn't look too bad.
The LED bulbs are $15 a piece. So what I think we're going
to slouch.
No, get a little tighter.
Here. I might.
There you go. Okay, that's good. All right. So is this
cam just a little over? Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Larry, you want to?
I'm gonna leave these.
Leave those. They're fine. Move this over like 1 degree.
Which way?
This way. There you go. That good?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now
Mike,
we're good.
The mic cable's hanging in the shot. That looks funky. That's good. Better.
Cable puller. Okay, that's there better. We go. All right, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. John Taylor is our guest. Totally by accident.
Totally caught us off guard, which is my favorite.
Yes.
Actually, I love that.
Yes.
So I love that John has the balls to do that. I really do.
Yeah. Well, you had the hounds chained up here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would have, if they were out free, I wouldn't have come over the moat.
You mean Cerberus?
Yeah.
Ari and Tinky.
Here at stately Lennard Mansion here.
Yes, yes. Anyway, John,
it's a very nice house, by the way.
Thank you. We're actually quite pleased with it. It's and it's a wonderful neighborhood and everything. And it was great for having you over the other night for dinner. And
I invited myself over.
He did.
I said, "Hey, can I take you out to dinner?" He goes, your wife is Marcy.
Marcy, yes.
Marcy's making chicken." I said, "Oh, what time?"
Hey, he came.
It was delicious.
Yes, but you did stop at the BevMo.
I stopped at the BevMo, and I bought. I asked them to get me. Wines in red and white that had comical names and or labels.
And they did.
I don't know anything about wine.
But she made a good choice for it. It was good.
Oh,
wine.
It was good?
Okay. It was good. It was fabulous.
And the label was amusing.
And that's really what's most important. Which is one of the reasons I like, what is
Dangling
it?
Boobs?
Yeah, well,
is that the one you
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, I didn't get that one.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I wanted to show you this. This is now you're looking at this, and it's now this is adorning the studio.
What is it?
If you look at it very carefully, who do you think this is from?
Oh, it's from your otolaryngologist friend who hates me.
Yes. Joel Bernstein.
Dr. Joel Bernstein.
He came in and he wanted to show a diagram of what goes on in our voices on a dry erase board, and he used a non-dry erase thing on there. So, anyway, I'm presenting this to you
as
a token of our esteem for being one of our favorite guests here on the show.
Dr. Bernstein does not like me.
Oh, he doesn't even know you exist.
I just don't want to be in his chair and have a botched endoscopy.
The chat room is going so fast, I can't even get like, it's just flying.
Who's in it? Who's
off the edge of the screen right
anybody
now?
Anybody new in there? And
it's our old friends. It's all of our old friends.
Oh, good.
Well, let's talk about them.
Yeah. Behind their backs. Well, in front of their
there
backs.
Was a couple questions that have come in. I haven't been
throw them out.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to see them all. Okay. I brightened up your shot, so now you guys are brighter now. I don't know if you've noticed your shot over on that screen.
No.
But it's not bad. It just needs more light.
It needs better faces on camera than us. Although your mustache curling is excellent. Your
Thank
curling
you.
Iron
it's is, working fine.
It's
yes.
working fine.
Yes. I have to use the warm weather wax here.
Oh yeah.
As well as train Lassie with it.
They have warm weather wax.
They have warm weather.
Warm weather wax.
Yes. It's like cross-country skiing. You have to have just the right wax for just the right temperatures. I use a higher moisture content when I'm in the colder climbs. And it was cold here last night.
Yes, it was chilly.
65.
Yes. People had to put on a light sweater.
The dogs jumped into bed with us. Hey, it's like, you know.
Enjoy the reprieve from the heat, because by Wednesday it'll be triple digits.
Outstanding.
Here.
It's dry heat.
It's dry heat.
Actually, it's been pretty humid. Yeah.
And when we get the rains, it's a dry rain.
Yeah. What is the most important thing I need to know about living in Southern California?
I don't know. I don't know. Just wing it. Everybody else is.
That's what I find.
Yeah. Just wing it.
You know, I'm finding that people seem to have this little bubble around themselves.
It's called a car.
Yeah. No, these are people on foot.
Oh, what are those?
Yeah. Well, as it was explained to me by my stepbrother, who's lived here for about 35 years, he says, well, because pedestrians have total right of way in this state, people don't care. They know if they walk out in the middle of the street and a car hits them, even if they're jaywalking, it's not their fault.
Yeah, that's not the way it works in New York.
It is not the way it works in New York. Or any other state in the union, from what I saw.
You get hit by a car because you stepped off the curb in New York. That's your problem.
That's right.
The only people who are pedestrians in Southern California are the people that didn't renew their membership to AAA. Everybody else is in a car.
Yeah, yeah. Because nobody walks in L.A.
No.
As the song goes. And so I'm appreciative that I have so many friends here who've been telling me all the great things that there is to do. We did the Rose Bowl flea market.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It was fabulous.
And what did you acquire?
Jacob got some Simpsons 3D things.
Uh-huh.
But I'm looking for an old radio.
Okay.
To match my old Feta, 1938 Feta, that used to be in my old studio that was my brother's.
Mm-hmm.
But I gave it back to him because I didn't think it would survive the trip out here.
Ah.
So I'm looking for a new floor console, 1930-ish, 35 old radio for the broadcast museum. So if anybody has one of those or knows where to find one, it will adorn the VOBS studio.
Excellent.
Yes. Right.
And you could put your green apples on top of it.
I am.
If you want.
I will.
But they'll probably rot before you find the
radio. They will
probably
be eaten before the show is over.
So. How's the temperature in here, guys, right now?
It's tolerable.
Mm-hmm. You guys have the fan over there.
Yeah, we do.
We have the ceiling fan. Yeah, how are you over there? You look like you're schwitzing.
I'm schwitzing a little bit, but it could be just, you know, the pressure of getting all this stuff to work and not look like a total buffoon.
Yeah. When is the pressure to not look like a total buffoon ever entered into any of the
shows? Yeah, we clearly would not have ever done what we're doing right now if that was a problem for us.
It's true. You know, we had no pretensions that it would be, you know, Apollo 13 tonight. And it actually hasn't been too bad. We're actually pretty pleased with how it's working out in here.
Sam Fleming says the contrast needs to come up a bit. Okay. I cranked up the... You can see you guys over there right now. Contrast is... You need
Do you want to just have our personalities contrast?
Yeah.
You're annoying!
Well, you're not.
You're pleasing.
I hate you.
That's right. Anyway... let's see here. All right. So what else can we talk about?
Aren't you glad you came, John?
Yes.
Aren't you glad
Thank you for dropping by the way.
Would you like an apple?
No, I have a few in the glove box in the car.
It's turning into apple pie.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
Yeah, what you got in the house? Anything good?
You have to go in and you open the fridge and find out.
Oh, I'm not going
to
go.
There's a lot more food in there now than there was
last week.
Have you
been to any restaurants in this neck of the woods?
There's a great restaurant on Ventura, the Tipsy Cow.
The Tipsy Cow.
The Tipsy Cow. They have, you know, it's a an elegant burger place, mm-hmm. but they make really good milkshakes. But not just your ordinary milkshakes.
Artisan
milkshakes.
Do they really call them artisan? Milkshake is not an art.
Yeah, that's right.
Ice cream isn't an art.
Yeah, but we were staring
at... It's like if you go to Rome, you see the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, you see Michelangelo's David, the Mona Lisa's in Paris, but you don't see a milkshake. But it's not an artisanal thing.
You will
thing.
See these at the Tipsy Cow.
The Renaissance didn't bring us milkshake craftsmanship.
It did not.
But was it good?
We didn't actually order one.
What'd you do? Well, ask around?
No, we were watching this young lady very nicely make these milkshakes and pour whatever else was in there. And And then she, because we said, oh, wow, we really enjoy watching you making these milkshakes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're no dummies.
That's debatable.
She gave us one to sample, and it was magnificent.
Oh, so you had a sample.
We had a sample. So go over to the Tipsy Cow over on Ventura.
Just
off of Sepulveda, between Sepulveda and
Caster. Ask for Beverly.
Yeah.
But when the customers have a nice sip of a milkshake and they begin to moan, you know it's good.
Yeah.
You know when you have that,
oh. Yeah.
Like, you know, kids, your daughter, when she drinks, she's 4.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And when it's a hot day, she's been out playing, bossing other children around, because she's the alpha.
Yeah, that's
for
sure.
She is. She's the alpha on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
She's been busy managing the playground, bossing the children around.
Starting games, ending them,
changing the rules, kicking kids out, bullying. Your daughter is a piece of work. No, she's awesome. Yeah. But when she comes in and takes a nice cold drink, doesn't she just go, it's like, why do we stop experiencing that?
It's true. No, she does. She goes,
She's a Californian. She has to experience
it. Every kid does
that. Here's my question, though. Where did she learn to do that?
Every kid does it.
Where did they learn
babies,
it from somebody?
They do it from babies. I don't know.
Babies do it?
Yeah.
They go.
It's an awesome thing. Were they doing that at the Lazy Cow?
They were not doing that at the Lazy Cow. Everybody was like just eating
the Tipsy
dinner.
Cow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Now, do they have milkshakes with alcohol in them?
Because, they did. That was the whole point.
Oh, the Tipsy and the cow. Oh, I see what they did.
Oh,
there.
See. Mm-hmm. And the burger there was really good too.
Yeah.
We also were at Ironi Sushi over in you're not a sushi person.
Mm-mm. It's bait.
Bait. Well, Terry Bradshaw would say.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, no, but great sushi restaurant. And Marcy and Lewis, my older son, have been to a couple of other places around. They did the Warner Brothers tour and had lunch some nice place. So there is no lack for fine restaurants. I used to think Buffalo was a great town for restaurants. This neighborhood has more restaurants than Buffalo has.
Hmm.
And ethnic food. There's an Indian place around the corner. There's a Pizza Hut within walking distance.
That's not ethnic food.
Okay.
That's corporate food. Yeah, there's a Pizza Hut. There's a Red Lobster. Yeah. We got a Bennigan's.
There's Nate's Cafe up on Burbank, which is more legendary.
Okay.
We had breakfast there. That was nice.
Okay.
And so
I'm nothing against Pizza Hut.
No.
But it's the Arby's of pizza.
Yeah.
And since John Stewart doesn't do the gross Arby's analogy, somebody has to pick up the gauntlet.
That's true. Well, there is a Pizza Rev on the other corner at Burbank, so that makes it even better. And there is a Starbucks on one side of Burbank, and in the Ralph's across the street, there's a Starbucks across the street from that Starbucks.
Mm.
I don't know if they have a Starbucks in the bathroom of the Starbucks, but they're everywhere.
Do you have any coffee?
Yes. Not at Starbucks, though.
Hmm?
I have my own coffee machine.
I bring my own Starbucks.
You do?
Yes, wherever I go.
Nathan Cundiff says the black levels are high, needs to be corrected to about 80%.
What? This is... come on. Now, this isn't NBC Studios. This is my garage, kids.
We did
ask.
I did ask.
Oh.
I bring these.
Vivas.
Vivas,
yes.
They're instant packets of instant
no offense, Nathan,
Starbucks.
So. Right.
Was he saying that our levels are bad?
Our black
levels
are bad.
No, the black levels are off.
Well, that's a lighting thing.
Yeah. We weren't planning on all this.
Well,
but,
we were.
But we are versatile and we can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
What is this show called now?
VOBS, Voice Over Body Shop.
Okay.
Or VO.
Lighting for VOBS is provided by IKEA.
And Home Depot.
And Home Depot.
And Home Depot.
That's right, my friend. That's right.
Anyway... John's just putting his coffee away.
Did I just put my backside to the camera?
No, it's not that wide a shot.
Okay.
So, anyway.
It's not that wide a backside.
I'm still trying to keep up with the chat room, guys.
Well, say stuff that they're
saying. I
can't.
Yeah, what are some of the things we're hearing?
They're heckling, probably. Tell them to shut the hell up. How come you guys don't drop some F-bombs?
I don't fucking know. We decided that we weren't going to...
ever?
This is a family show.
Yeah. Ella's watching.
Because we really we really don't get it.
Hi, Ella. Don't hold it against me that I thought you were a controlling toddler.
Scarred for life now.
No, she's awesome. I love the videos. By the way, how did that bike thing go? That Ciclavia thing.
Ciclavia.
How do you say it?
Ciclavia. You ask, depends on who you ask.
It was
Ciclavia
good?
Ciclavia was awesome. Ciclavia went great. I was out there entire day repairing bikes with my bicycle co-op called the Bike Row Wave.
Right.
I was out there from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m.
Repairing bikes. A lot of faulty bikes out there, huh?
Well, I mean, this is one of those events where people dust off the old Schwinn 10 speed from the barn.
It needs a little oil.
I'd like to bring out the Huffy. Yeah. I'd like to go riding today because it's bike day and there's 120,000 people out riding on Venice Boulevard.
So it's the thing to do.
I'd like to join in on that. So people, they dust off their old bikes. That's why they're not running very well.
I have friends that that are going to see Bernie Sanders tonight.
Where?
At L.A. Coliseum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to be a show.
I want him to win just because of the impression.
Because of the impression? That's
because
it?
Because I can do a passable Bernie Sanders, and if he is elected to be the president of the United States, I will move from the bottom 10% of voiceover to the top 1%.
That's the only reason. If I did a better Trump, I would support him.
Dan, how's your Trump?
My Trump's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's good.
I can do Donald Trump. Listen, you're a bimbo. You're fired. It's not that hard to
do. You're bleeding out of your ears in other places.
Wait.
Hello?
Suddenly the phone rang. Let's see who it is.
Caller, you're on the air.
Somebody on Skype. Hello? Hold on a second here. You're on speaker. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Keep it clean. Is the caller there?
Go ahead.
I'll keep it as clean as I possibly can.
Oh, I recognize this voice.
Mark Cashman.
It's Mark.
And welcome to Los Angeles.
Why, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I am so sorry that I can't be there physically, but I just, how do you like your new digs?
It seems to be working out so far.
And Dan, where's your mouse?
My mouse.
Well, your screensaver came on.
Oh.
We have a screensaver?
Well, no, on that camera over there. Well, hit the space bar on my keyboard.
This keyboard.
There you go. Hey, we're back.
Okay. Voila.
Okay, we're sorry, Mark. We're just having a technical issue there.
Not a problem, and not unexpected either. How many folks are over there now?
Well, let's see. We have George and I and John Taylor and Larry Hudson is with us.
Oh, you're kidding me. How late are you going till tonight?
Probably another 10, 15 minutes or so. Oh. This is a shakedown cruise.
You're not going to drive down from the mountains, are you?
Well, I just got home, so I just got back.
We'll save it for next week, okay? We're going to have live studio audiences.
Yeah?
Because we have room for about 5 or 6 people in here, actually. Believe it or
fabulous.
Don't.
Fabulous.
That's not a live studio audience. That's a minivan load.
That's true. But any applause, any laughter is worth it, though. And that's the most important thing.
That's true, but I got a bunch of applause effects if you need them.
Okay, very good. Well, actually, George, you have some of those too, don't you?
Canned applause?
Yeah, canned applause.
Don't forget the four notes, the four famous notes.
Which are?
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
Don't you wish you wrote that and copyrighted it?
Yeah, my favorite is wah, wah.
I like the Price is Right one.
Which one is that?
When people crapped out on a game and it went.
I like.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
Yeah. I did get to see a taping of two tapings of Wheel of Fortune the other day.
That was really?
I did. It was like, Vanna was very, very friendly with the audience. Pat Sajak, break comes, he's gone. Just right behind the set. But everybody else was very nice. Yes.
Well, please give. You've got to give John and Larry and George a hug for me, please.
Oh, I will.
Hopefully all at once.
Why'd you ask him to do that?
I agree.
Because
we don't hug. Dan and I don't hug. We're not huggy.
No.
We shake hands.
That's right.
Pat on the back.
Right.
Pat your head, Benny Hill style. Other than that.
Could we do a proverbial hug?
Yeah, we could do one of those A
bro hugs.
Yeah. A bro hug, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Chest bump.
Yes, it's sort of chest bumpy. Or a Midwest hug, which is very uncomfortable. And you pat the back.
The chest bump's a little too close for me.
Right.
I don't think I've ever done a chest bump.
How about one of those hugs where you avoid touching chests?
Right. That can be dangerous.
You know that women do sometimes when they're just like.
They do that to not mar the makeup.
If you're going to go for it, you got to go for it. But overall, there are some people who are, not the huggy type. And that's nothing wrong with that.
Dan's one of them.
That's right. Well, no, I am a huggy type.
Dan is a huggy type.
I only met you once before this.
We need to catch up on old hugs.
Where's your hand going back there? I'm just checking.
It's holding me up here is what it's doing.
Yeah, you guys should get some furniture that matches. Everything should match. You know what you should... There's a good documentary on, and I watched it on Amazon last night, about the Young Turks, talk show.
Yeah.
Schenk Uyghur. I don't know how to
say his
name.
What's their deal?
But it was just how they did it, from an online show to... Then it got to be cable network, and then they fired him, and then he's back to that, you know? But they've had 1 billion views.
Wow.
1 billion?
Yes, more than 1 billion now.
We have a few to catch up with then.
Yeah.
1 billion?
Billion views. When you think about it, internet viewership is actually bigger than network television, by far.
Yes, I can believe that, definitely. But what would attract over 1 billion views?
Well,
quality entertainment.
And many, many, in this venue? I don't know. Nudity, probably.
That song... Oh, I'm trying to remember that song. It was done by this guy in Asia somewhere, and it just exploded. It's
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Yes, Gangnam Style.
Psy.
It's gotten over 1 billion.
Yeah.
I think it might have even gone to 2.
Well, hey. Mark, my arm is getting tired here, so...
you're doing a fabulous job. I'm glad you've been working out. You've been able to hold that long this long. Excellent.
Okay.
I just want to say congratulations. Welcome to LA. Let's get together for lunch and do another show.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll see you real soon, Mark. We got to do lunch now that I'm here.
Yeah, maybe you can go to the Tipsy Cow.
Yeah.
Glug, glug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, cool. We have another guest on the line. We got Chuck Duran and Stacey Oswald.
All right.
Bye, Mark.
Hey, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
How you doing? Thanks for calling into our totally impromptu, crazy, off-the-hook, disorganized shakedown show.
You need a weekly dose of BS, guys. B-O-B-S.
Are you impressed so far with what we're doing here?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I love that. The backdrop that Dan's on matches his mustache a little bit. It's a nice color. Very complimentary.
off beige? Or
am I like blending into this thing? I mean, what's going on? Is it like...
You guys are so photogenic, and John, you look fabulous.
Fabulous, John.
Oh, get out of here, you guys. Really?
What if we were behind your drop and just like... popped out. Would that freak you out?
Yeah.
Yes, pretty much.
No, it would be an awesome surprise.
To your house.
Well, listen, guys, we just wanted to say congratulations on producing your killer show from L.A. now, because L.A. is the happening place to be.
Yes, we're so excited. We're so proud of you guys, and it's awesome to have you here. And keep on rocking it, B.O.B.S. We love you guys.
Thank you, guys. And Chuck, we had something to talk about a little bit later. It has to do with some music.
Ooh.
So we'll be talking soon.
Okay. We'll talk.
Bye,
we'll
Stace.
We'll talk, baby.
Yeah,
bye, please. Chuck.
All right, guys. We'll see you later, man. Have a killer show.
Bye, guys. Have fun at the after party.
The after party.
Yeah, we're going to the Pizza Hut around the corner.
Bennigan's. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Freaking waving goodbye to a phone. It's kind of silly.
Well, yeah. Were they on video? I don't know.
No. The phone? They just called the phone.
That's awesome. Called. They're awesome. They're so
anybody
nice.
Else want to call in if you happen to know one of our numbers?
Yes. And the number here in Sherman Oaks is...
I'm not giving you my number.
Okay. Anyway. Well, we're going to take a break here and take a breather and...
Maybe you should get a phone number.
Well, we have one, actually. It just doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. It goes to voicemail.
Yeah, but if you had a phone number that went to, you know, because then people could call in.
You know what would be great? We should just have a...
Oh, wait a second.
There's a call coming in now. Who is it?
Hello, who's there?
Hello, Dan.
Hey, hello, Dan.
It's Larry Hudson.
Larry Hudson, how are you?
Oh, Larry, you were my favorite of the Hudson brothers.
I was going to say. Anyway. Never mind.
That was nice of Larry to call.
Yes, it was.
He's one
of our favorites. Okay, well, we're going to take a break. Whose camera am I on here? Okay.
Just look at this camera.
The camera is like...
I paid a lot of money for that. Very slow and gradual.
There it goes. It's just...
It's going to fall over. Run, Larry. Run like the wind.
It needs some Cialis or something.
This light needs to go. We don't need these lights.
Turns out
those lights don't help us.
So those can be used for other purposes. All right. Anyway.
Good luck with that.
Are we still on the Aga?
I think we are.
Yeah, we're still in the air.
Okay, well, let's take a break. We'll be right back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. Hey, you never know who's going to show up here. We'll be right back.
Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO, too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some VoiceOver with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Having dinner tonight? How about having some VO, too?
VoiceOver Body Shop.
Have some VoiceOver with your dinner tonight on VoiceOver Body Shop, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Having dinner tonight? Learn the latest in voiceover technology, business, and good old-fashioned acting.
I really like your bracelet. It's awesome.
Hey, Paul, where did you get that watch?
That's really cool.
And a hamburger with no cheese, please.
Every Monday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, only on voiceoverbodyshop.com.
Learning never ends.
You continue to grow.
Edge Studio has grown. Pursue multiple disciplines in tandem and grow your career. We've added new courses in a new curriculum.
We picked the best coaches from the community of working voice actors.
A new technology division, engineering and consulting, led by George Whittam.
Follow your dream.
Sign up for advanced learning or register for an introduction to voice acting or foundation studies program.
See it all now
at thenewedgestudio.com.
You're listening to VOBS.
And we're back here. Okay, it's got to go up a little bit. All right, loosen the knob.
That's fine.
Okay,
does that work?
That's
good enough.
Okay, now, all right, now down. Okay, bring it a little tighter.
These guys are not unique grips.
Okay, give us a house direct.
Watch your head. Watch your mustache. Ow. You could catch fire.
Anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
This is.
Look at this studio. This is filled with equipment.
This has been more fun than should be legally permissible.
Really?
In the state of California.
That's true.
What kind of cameras are these?
This is so much fun, it could give you cancer.
How many quarters did you have to put in that claw machine to win those?
That's a good one, John.
Yeah, really.
No, really. What kind are these? Seriously. They look great.
They are called...
Itty bitty.
They're called Crazy Fire cameras.
Crazy Fire.
I found them on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
And they are clearly used for security purposes, because they were never really designed for what we're using them for. Mm-hmm. But when I found out they had SDI outputs, which is... SDI is what allows you to go directly into a high-end video capture, like we are tonight.
Mm-hmm. Your Strategic Defense Initiative?
Yes. SDI.
They're also known as Star Wars cameras.
There we go.
But, once...
Little Reagan era.
Yeah.
Right, but once I figured out that these things could hook up the way they do to a computer and to a professional video card, I was sold. And at $78, overnight shipped from Hong Kong...
In 2 days on Prime.
Yeah, 2 days. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prime shipping from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I figured I got to try them out. So we bought one, and we used it for a few episodes, and it worked so well that, well, now we have three.
That's
and we
awesome.
Can run up to four of these, so we'll probably get another one now. We see.
Boy, does this shot look like Monday Night Football. Maybe I'm just because I'm thinking of Frank Gifford, who unfortunately left us yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Where'd
the GIF.
He died.
Oh, he died.
He passed on.
At 84.
At 84. But a groundbreaking person in the world of broadcasting, mm-hmm. and one of my favorite guys. Of course, I loved when he worked with Howard Cosell and Dandy Don Meredith. Mm-hmm. Some of you may be too young to remember that, but Monday Night Football was always a standing appointment for me, and Gifford was one of those guys that I thought was just so straight laced and so perfect for what he did. So our condolences to the Gifford family. Anyway,
Cody.
So in order,
Kathy
Lee,
So in honor of him, we're standing for the rest of the show.
Yes, well, we're going to try standing, and we'll see how that works.
I kind of like standing. I mean, I know it's weird to have somebody that's standing and then never see their feet. Isn't that sort of a news thing? Like if someone's standing,
you don't want to see those.
You eventually pull out and see the feet.
That's true.
Dan's been busy with moving, and he hasn't spent much on pedicures.
No, I haven't. Nor socks, by the way. That's the other thing. I'm finding I don't have to wear socks. I'm in California. This is great.
It's like being on a TV show with a velociraptor.
Plus a couple of toes.
Gut somebody with that?
I could try.
That big toe?
I can't wait to scroll back and read the chat room on this. You guys are
tell Taylor to leave.
He's
just ruining everything.
I gotta have the wider stance in here. I keep falling forward.
Yeah, use that. Was it Congressman Larry? What's his name?
Jay.
The wider stance.
Jay, we're all wearing pants.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Who told you could eat those apples?
Only one.
Who told you could eat any one of those apples? It was a gift. It was a present to Dan. It didn't say, Larry, eat all the apples.
Larry, would you like an apple?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love one.
Okay.
Would you like a retroactive apple?
Are these from your garden?
No, they're wax. They're really not real. That's.
They taste like real mountain.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yes.
They're good.
Tastes like that fresh mountain Colorado PCB-tainted mercury.
What a tragedy.
Did you hear about that?
I read all about it this morning.
Mine runoff?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
3 million gallons.
Yes.
Now
done by the EPA.
Done by the EPA by accident. They were...
What?
They had a big containment thing for an abandoned gold mine, and there was this slurry of this heavy metals and everything, and they were checking on it, and
it flows right into Coors Brewery's water
essentially,
supply?
Yes. Destroying a pristine trout river.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, anyway.
On that happy note.
On that happy note. Have we talked about VoiceOver Essentials yet?
VoiceOver Essentials. No, we haven't.
We haven't talked about
VoiceOver. This is the perfect time to do that.
This is a perfect time to talk about VoiceOver Essentials. Which camera is my camera here?
Your camera's on John now.
Oh, okay.
I'll give it back to you then.
Oh, just
okay.
Push me the hell out.
Okay, it's time to talk about Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials and all the noise his stuff makes. By the way, the official headphones of the VoiceOver Body Shop is...
That's your camera.
That's right here. Is the Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones. Why do we love these headphones? One, because they make a great sound when you go like this. But the other reason is that they're incredibly comfortable. They have foam cushions, which is made from memory foam. Ooh. Not just foam, but memory foam.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Nice.
It is. Plus, it has the famous Twistoflex headband, which is great for doing this, and of course, one ear up when you want to hear your own voice.
Twistoflex definitely sounds like a word that Harlan made up, doesn't it?
No, it was the Spidel Corporation.
It was Spidel watch bands. Oh,
Twistoflex.
Right. Gotcha. Right.
Howard Cosell wore them all the time.
A Twistoflex watch band. Yeah. I remember it well. May 18th, 1974. Anyway, these are fine headphones, and actually I have been using them a lot lately because we have not adjusted the acoustics in the outer studio yet. And when we do, uh, I I will still wear headphones because you get an actual real feel for what the sound of your voice is from these because they are very flat response. And if you want a really good pair of voiceover headphones designed for voiceover by a guy who does voiceover, go over to voiceoveressentials.com. Tell Harlan Hogan we sent you just by going to our website, which we're going to have to talk about in a second, and buy a pair of these headphones. Even if you don't use them, you should go buy a pair because you can tell people you have them and they make great gifts. Just not this time of year, I guess. Anyway, so thank you, Harlan, for being with us for 195th time, but the first time on VoiceOver Body Shop.
Do you think Harlan even knows we have a new show?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll let him know.
Yeah, we'll definitely let him know.
The auto billing didn't cancel, so. In fact, everybody that's still donating money to the show, thank you.
Thank you. We greatly appreciate that.
You were donating money throughout that whole hiatus, so for a whole month you were giving us money for absolutely no good reason.
I like to donate fruit.
Well, the fruit is very appreciated as well.
Yes, it is.
You enjoyed that, Larry.
Really good.
It was good fruit. Anyway, so what time is it here? If we have it enough, is it working? Are we doing a show here?
There's some tweaks with the lighting and stuff. I think once I had some time to do a little bit of tweaking on your picture out there, I think I got it pretty good looking. And I'm really freaking happy.
Could we do a selfie?
Sure, absolutely.
Freaking literally.
Or I can take it for you.
And Larry could take a probably even better picture.
Okay, Larry.
Because, I know selfies are all the rage, but...
That's not really a selfie.
The selfie camera isn't very good on most cameras.
Yeah, well... Excuse us, we're just doing a selfie right now.
I'll be touching you.
Yeah, okay.
Don't recoil.
Hold on, I gotta get it to focus.
Why are you doing it in that direction?
Portrait.
You want to do this way?
Of course! Yeah.
Always landscape.
Here we go. One, two. One more. Here we go. One, two. Done.
Ta-da! Thank you for that, Larry.
You're welcome.
We have to get a shot of Larry, too, before we sign off, since he's been such a big help.
Larry's been really... Larry brought me food.
Oh, these are unacceptable, Larry. Larry, these are the worst. You're going to have to do better than this if you're going to be... No, they're fine.
They look great, actually.
They do look good.
They're a testament of our lighting.
No, it's a testament to the grand... Don't go scrolling through pictures, buddy. don't be scrolling around through my pictures. Not today. Not after the weekend I had.
All right.
Memories... Light the corners of my... Okay.
Okay.
iPhone 6 has some good... now they got an iPhone 7 coming out in September.
Wow.
Yep. Well, I'm more
interested in
the...
They announced that today, that it's going to really happen, or the tech people. And, of course, I've had this for, what, a month?
Do you know how they... exactly. Is it the 6 or the 6 Plus?
6 Plus.
Yeah,
that's why I have a large bulge in my jeans,
that's
people.
That's a good size. Let's compare that to the LG G3 that I carry. I think it's just
and
ever
then
so
the
slight.
Standard iPhone.
And that's the iPhone 5?
This or is 5? This is the 5S.
So.
Look! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We got every size.
All about size comparison.
Size.
Okay.
It's all men. Size.
I'm the biggest. Ha ha. Na-na-na. By far.
Look at that. Oh, yeah, let's switch cameras.
Hey, don't scratch my beautiful new phone with your crappy, cheap, chintzy, tiny phones. Your little...
Look at this.
That's funny.
Well, you know.
Evolution there.
But you know why I got the bigger phone? Because I'm blind as a bat when it comes to close-up stuff. So, it's not out of...
Thank you.
Which one do you want?
That one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like when you throw the keys. It's like when you throw the keys in the bowl at the beginning of the party. You ever been in one of those?
No, I never have.
No.
I've never had a relationship in which I'd have to open it up to cheating.
Good point.
I've never have either. I mean, I've heard about them. I just
you want to find one.
You want to find one. If anybody knows, you know my email address.
Yes.
I love you.
Anyway. Facebook. Yes. All right. Well, do we have anything left to break with here, and so we can call it a night? Or
I think we can call this one.
Let's break something.
No, not the showcase.
Isn't that a thing though? Right? You know, Jewish weddings where they smash the thing.
Yeah.
When they launch a ship, they smash a bottle over the.
That's true.
That's true.
An apple.
No, we could drop a light.
No.
turn on the air conditioning.
Do you have a renter's policy? Oh, you got one from Joe Cipriano Insurance.
Right, that's right.
Are we on the air still?
I do hope he's watching this.
We're still on the air.
Yes, I hope he's not. I hope Joe has better things to do with his life.
The stream has gone well. We haven't had any drops in the stream, so internet bandwidth.
So some people were complaining they were having a little bit of reception problem, but that's on their end.
Yeah, probably. I think that's their problem. It's still, we're not going to go up to 1080p on the stream because for those that are struggling at 720, going to 1080p.
Who the hell needs to see these mugs in high def?
Yeah, I think 720 is more than adequate, I think.
Unless you're going to have makeup.
Yeah, we're not going to.
We're not doing makeup. I didn't even shave tonight, so come on now.
Yeah. No, we're probably not going to do makeup.
Yeah.
I'm pretty satisfied with what we got going on.
Okay. Is everybody in the chat room satisfied so far?
Does everybody get your money's worth tonight?
Right. Great.
Oh, who's in there?
Just about everybody.
Oh, hi,
Doug. The Goozer's in there.
Hi,
and
Ann. I see Ann's in there. And Amy and Lee. Hi, Lee. Trey Mosley.
Ed Vio.
Jay Sawyer's over there.
Yeah.
Fernando Godinez. Jay Sawyer.
Karen Richter. Mr. Schuler.
Oh, Patrick
Michael
Sweeney.
Blaha, who's with us every week.
Peter Bishop.
Mike Martin, my good buddy.
The Bishmeister.
Nathan Condiff.
Tea Time VO. Who's that?
Patrick Sweeney.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Sweeney?
No, that's not Pat Sweeney. No.
Oh. Peter Bishop. Are you kidding me?
Peter Bishop is
Bish
with us
is in there.
And
Sam Fleming. Thank you, Samuel. For
Doug Turkel.
Yes.
Scott Chambers. Thank you. Steve Gonzalez. Tea Time VO. We've got to
Who's
figure out
who
that is.
Who the hell's Tea Time VO?
We have to Google that one.
Yeah.
I want to find out.
There's a picture of the person. Oh, it is. Is that...
There's a picture, yeah. Who are you?
Who are you?
Who you? Speak up who you is.
Tell us who you are.
Tea Time VO. I'm scrolling down to see if he typed in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Isn't this exciting?
No, it's deadly boring.
I know. But that's never stopped us before.
Let's get to the after party.
Yeah, I think it's time for that.
I think this goes to show that that our equipment works. The lighting's working pretty well.
People can actually walk over here.
People can walk
from
over.
The street.
Yeah, there's no security.
No.
Your dogs didn't even bark.
People can
they didn't
find
bark all right day. Down the path.
People can find the helium balloon that says VOBS that's floating above the house right now at about 400 feet.
Right.
Is there really a helium balloon?
Good luck.
It worked. It got John in here.
Yeah.
I knew where you lived.
You've been here.
George, your 720 looks good even on full screen with a 1440 IMAX screen.
Ooh,
very nice.
Pretty cool.
Who said that? Gerald did.
Tea Time VO.
Who is that?
Nothing under here.
Who is Tea Time VO? Identify yourself.
He wants to be anonymous.
What is he in the voiceover protection program?
Maybe he's one of those big-time voiceover guys.
Robert Fleming. Amy Fisher says it's Robert Fleming.
It's Robert Fleming?
She said it twice. That's how much she means it.
She means it. Okay. Thank you.
Samuel Fleming's brother.
And he taught Peggy Fleming everything she knows about skating.
Right. And we'd like to thank the real Amy Fisher for telling us that.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yes. Anyway, so we have to thank a bunch of people. We have to thank our impromptu guest, John Taylor.
Pleasure.
Thank you for being
pleasure.
With us.
Thanks a lot, man.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Bye.
Our engineer, Larry Hudson, we got to get a shot. Larry, come on in here.
Larry, come in here.
Come on in here.
Hello, everybody.
Who brought us? Well,
here.
Who also brought
here,
us
I'll get
food.
As tall as Dan.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
I think it's this shot here.
It's over here.
That shot there.
Okay.
There we go.
I don't want to be too
that's right.
too tall. Here, you get in front of me.
Okay.
You get in front of me.
All right. Does that help? They look like the Three Stooges here. Is there?
No.
Does this one work?
Let's do an awkward family photos pose. You know, where they all line up in the same direction?
Uh-huh.
Like this.
Jeez, we are bored.
Holy cow.
Thank you, gentlemen. It was a pleasure to be here for
Larry,
you.
Oh, Larry, a pleasure to have you here. And I know it won't be the last.
Definitely.
Yes. And of course, thanks to my wife, who's watching while making a new canopy for our patio.
Oh, man, how nice.
Yeah, that's right. She's
with it. Making a canopy?
She's making a canopy for the patio.
Oh.
Yes.
Could she make me knit me a car cover?
Go ask.
She's got enough leftover fabric, actually.
Yeah.
She has enough leftover fabric to even make your car a car cover.
That's true.
And that is a big car, my friend.
And it's a lot of fabric. So, anyway. And of course, nobody was monitoring the chat room tonight. I think it's because Anthony is in St. Louis or something like that. We keep track of all of you. We really do. Anyway, that's going to do it for tonight. And it works. And it's only 7:30 now.
It works.
It's not 9:30. It's not 10:30. It's early. I like this. You can go out and have a few beers afterwards. Anyway, what shot are we on here?
We're on this one. It's kind of askew.
Kind of askew. There we go.
Now it's centered up.
Careful. That light's floppy.
Yes. That's been done before, by the way.
Are we on Periscope now? Somebody's poaching our show on Periscope.
That's right. So, anyway, thanks to all the people who tuned in tonight to witness history as we start this new venture, VoiceOver Body Shop, here out of Sherman Oaks, California, with my good buddy George Whittam.
Oh, wait a minute. Try that again.
No. With my good buddy George Whittam.
And my good buddy Dan Leonard.
And together we are VoiceOver Body Shop, or VOBS. All right. Have a great week, everybody. We promise we'll have a full show next week, although this is going to be hard to top. Well, take care. We'll see you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Holy Hannah.